The Coldwater District Curling Club celebrated a $70,500 capital grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation on Saturday. The grant, which was received last year, is being used to repair existing facilities and to enhance accessibility at the arena on Michael Ann Drive. Club President Stephen Skalitsky says the grant was crucial, allowing the club to replace its ice plant with an environmentally friendly refrigerant. It also allowed the club to install powered and accessible doors, make washrooms fully accessible, repair the building's roof, upgrade some lighting, and make other changes to improve the facility. These changes open the door to other community events that were previously restricted because of accessibility, Skalitsky said. Without this grant, there would be an impact on membership fees, and we wouldn't be as community-friendly. The Curling Club, which opened in November 1998, operates in one of the only buildings in the Coldwater area that can accommodate 200 people inside. Our club has been an asset to the community for over 25 years, Skalitsky said. It's been an integral part of the community thanks to those who have worked to build and maintain it. The club has hosted regional and national tournaments at the youth level in the past. Curling is a draw and has traction in this community, Skalitsky said. In 2024, we have the largest number of new members in club history as Coldwater continues to expand and grow. Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop was on hand to celebrate the grant Saturday. The club does incredible work in our community. They are the home of world-class curlers like Sherry Middaugh and Glenn Howard. The club has definitely put their mark on the map for curling in Canada, she said. It's important that there is an opportunity for the next generation of curlers to appreciate the game. They deserve to have the opportunity for the recreation that comes with it. Curling is a cost-effective sport and one people of various ages can take part in, Dunlop says. It's something you can do as a young person and carry with you throughout your lifetime, she said. We are now seeing opportunities for people in wheelchairs to access curling. It's a great sport that anybody could enjoy.